The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Dundalk. We've got a double dose on the Irish poly track this evening. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert and Dundalk's biggest fan, Andy Holding. How are you, sir?
Sounds like you need to go to the doctor's, mate, if you've got a double dose.
Yeah.
What kind of cream do you get for that? Double dose of Dundalk.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not coming to work today. I've got a double dose of Dundalk, yeah. I'm afraid, yeah. It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's contagious as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Just talking to me, you get a dose of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what do you make of tonight's card anyway?
Not a great quality card other than the 8:30. That's a decent handicap. But we're beginning to know a lot of these horses now. A lot of them beginning to run week in, week out. The form's beginning to settle down. There's a good bit of continuity. And although, this, like I said, this card isn't the strongest, I'm quite confident of having a perhaps at least three decent bets on the card tonight.
Okay, good stuff.
I don't know how they're going to win, but they look good before racing anyway.
Good. I mean, there are plenty of course specialists and Dundalk regulars, aren't there, I'm sure. So.
Yeah, it's a good fun meeting, these cards. They're there. You get to know the horses. It's a small sample size, a small pool of horses, and if you study the form, you do your times, a lot of these horses usually perform up to the same standard pretty much time and time again.
Okay.
Just depends on the draw and where they are in the race, etc., and things go well. But if you get the rubber of the green, then you know, things will work out okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's get stuck into it then. The 6 o'clock is the first race this evening. We start with a handicap over 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47 to 65, and an open race where times in Anatevka heads the betting. Was fours, pushed out to fives and back into 4-1 again. It's 5-1 for Mr. Bounty, who was sixes, 11-2 for Ability and Delivery. Sweet Anathea is sixes from sevens, 13-2 for Zar Paul, who was 15-2, 10s for Cottrell, 11s for Longfield Lad, 11-1 for Iontas, but that's a reserve, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an open race, Andy. Quite a few movements in the betting this morning, so help us out in the 6 o'clock.
I'll do my best. I find these races a bit of a headache, if I'm being truthful. Usually I like to play the percentages when I face with runners such as this. Obviously, times in Anatevka was the victor over most of these last time out. She'd been threatening to win on more than one or two occasions in the past. She looked a bit of a chancy proposition with her ability to keep finishing second and third, rearing its ugly head on more than one or two occasions. And she finally got a just reward last time out when everything panned out for her perfectly. She was basically dropped right on the line by Chris Haynes, and that's pretty much the way that she has to be ridden. Whether she can confirm that form with quite a few of these, now stepping up to 6 furlongs is obviously the question mark attached to her chance here tonight, because she's obviously a 4-1 tight enough favourite. She's run here 4 times over this distance and yet to win. So the percentage call is probably to take her on, even though she's got a good draw and, you know, she's obviously in good nick. I'd probably just about go with Mr. Bounty here. He's a horse I've gone for in the past. He comes out well on my numbers, and he was fifth the other day behind times in Anatevka, but he was outpaced over 5 furlongs. That's not really what Mr. Bounty's all about. He's basically a one-pace galloper over 6/7 furlongs. He needs a strong pace, and he just keeps on down the lane. He usually churns out 35 and change down the lane, and you've just got to hope that run of his you know, carries into the line in front. At 5-1, I'd probably go with him each way. He could have done with a better draw, but he's one I'd go for in the first race. But as I said, it's a very, very lukewarm start. I wouldn't get overly carried away with the first.
Okay, tricky opener to the card then. The 6:30 is the second race, and this is a maiden for Colts and Geldings over 7 furlongs, and Sergeant Rock is the 5-2 market leader. Market support though for Charlie Bear, who's 11-2 into 100-30 this morning. 4-1 for Dubai Crown. Jacob's Well is 5s, as is Shannon Soul. Indian Tomahawk is 7-1, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the other two. In fact, Virtual Velocity is 10s and 100-1 for Power Day Akuka. you could see, I suppose you can see why there has been money for Charlie Bear, Andy. That sixth on debut at Leopardstown wasn't too bad of an effort, wasn't too far behind the placed horses, and Giovanni Canaletto, who won the race, looks relatively promising. But are you on board with this gamble, or do you side with something else in here?
I'd certainly give it a massive chance in a race like this. This is a really weak maiden, and I'm actually quite surprised that the horse of Charles O'Brien's favourite, although he's finished third on debut, it wasn't a particularly strongly run or keenly contested race. It was won by Witchwood Warrior. It was the race that everyone focused on, obviously game set and set dash, and that gamble didn't come off. But that Giovanni Canaletto race was quite a good one. Certainly the figures suggest that anything that ran reasonably well in that race has got to be respected in subsequent races. And for, you know, Shane Donoghue to have a horse first time out going off at 20-25 to 1 and running as well as that, then, you know, that definitely signifies that he's got to be a major, major contender here. It wouldn't surprise me if either he or maybe Dubai Crown steps up to the plate and managed to win this race, because the ones, like I say, have got form, aren't anything to shout home about. Jacob's Well was just the one pace down the lane here the last time out behind Unorthodox. I think he's got a bit of a squeak. 7 furlongs should suit him. Indian Tomahawk has had plenty of chances as well. So that money for Charlie Bear, for me, is very significant. He was one on my shortlist, along with Dubai Crown, so I wanted to take on the favourite. So let's go with the money. Let's go with the speed figure race, that Leopardstown race, and hope that this girl behind my boy Charlie handles the Polytrack surface.
OK, Charlie Bear, then, the selection in the 6:30. The 7 o'clock is the third race on the card. This is a nursery handicap, so it's the two-year-olds in action here. And we're over a mile, and Dalawari heads the betting at 2-1. Duke Ellington is sixes, as is Whip Up a Frenzy. Social Climber, 13-2. 10-1 for Along the Shore. Bit of money for Arborfield at bigger prices, 12s into 10s. Manny Owens going the other way, though. 10s out to 12s. 12-1 for Moving On Up. And 16s all bigger for the others. In fact, quite a gamble on Lily's Rainbow there. 33-1 into 16-1 at the time of recording this, Andy. So what are your thoughts on the 7 o'clock?
Yeah, that one is a bit of a surprise of sorts. Although, to be fair, Gary Capewell sent me a text this morning suggesting that this Lily's Rainbow is one to keep an eye on. So maybe he's had a few quid on that. One or two of his friends have followed suit. Must admit, didn't really jump out the page at me. The one I like is the horse that beat it on its last run. And that was Mennie Owens, when Mennie Owens was second behind Private Party on the 26th of September. I thought it was a decent run by my selection here. And he went on to, of course, follow up that run with a good win over Great Dancer from the Mickey Halford stable, a subsequent winner here the last day in good style on the 3rd of October. They ran in on the turf on soft ground at Cork. You can forget that run. Obviously didn't handle the conditions. But back on the Polytrack, where we spun figures read, obviously second and first, from a decent draw here tonight. I think this one's been totally overlooked by William Hill in the betting. They've actually pushed it out to an amazing 12-1. Comes out second top of my figures. Top rated is Dalawari, who's a worthy favourite on that run behind Unorthodox. But there's only one. I've only got literally one point between these two. I've also got a good number for Whip Up a Frenzy as well, who won here on Polytrack debut early on in the month, and obviously ties in with my selection, courtesy of that Private Party. That horse is very much the key component to the form between the two horses I've just mentioned. But at the prices at Mannie Owens, I must admit, I'm absolutely staggered that horse is double figures. We can back that horse each way with confidence. I'm pretty sure he'll be in the frame based on my numbers. And like I say, if he gets a rub of the groom, things pan out, then he's got to go, you know, far to go close and winning this race. So Mannie Owens at 12-1. Give William Hill a world of pain with that bet.
Sounds like confidence each way selection then for Andy in the 7 o'clock in the shape of Mannie Owens. The 7:30 is the fourth race on the card, and this is a rated race over a mile for three-year-olds and older that at entry are rated 85 or less. Kamikaze heads the betting at 2-1, 5-2 for Akasaka, 3-1 for Dolce & Karama, Doc Holiday is 4s, and 11-1 for Artistic Integrity. It's quite a tricky little race this, Andy, so who do you like in the 7:30?
Oh, this is a race where I'm probably the most keenest on anything here tonight. Struggling for inspiration on quite a few of the races, but no hesitation to put up my best bet in the shape of Kamikaze, a horse that really did impress me when he won here last time out. I fancied Whippy Repartee, and Andrew Oliver's filly had a beautiful run through that race, had the perfect run, slotted in third, just behind the front runners who went off at a sound gallop. And I thought it was just a matter of a formality that Witty Repartee had run well on debut, would take them out down the lane. But along comes Kamikaze and wipes the floor with Witty Repartee in the latter stage, and in the end won by 3 3/4 lengths. Now, it was a remarkable performance because this horse was incredibly slowly away. He dwelt the time before when he was third behind Mansouri. That was over 7 furlongs, and I just thought, well, you know, it was just one of those things. Horses do miss the break every now and again, but he's obviously getting slower and slower and worse coming out the stalls, because that was just incredible, the amount of ground he gave away. How he managed to win, and winning the speed figure that he did, was quite extraordinary. He's managed to run 35 and change coming down the lane. He's also run the last 6 furlongs in the best furlong per furlong time on the card. He was the fastest overall as well. And to do that from giving the field best part of 10 lengths was quite an extraordinary run. Therefore, in a small field tonight, even if he misses the break, I still can't believe he's going to be that far behind this lot. And I know he's going to outrun them in the lane. So, providing Conor Hoban can just get him out the stalls relatively on terms, even if he misses it by 2 or 3, I don't mind that, because he's come from either further behind. This field looks fairly moderate. Akasaka hasn't won for a while. Doc Holliday's coming back off a break. Dolce & Karama's 0-12. Even though he's got some good figures next to his name, he really does struggle to win. I think he's a bit of a dodge, actually. And Artistic Integrity also has got little form here at Dundalk. So this is a really good bet here tonight, Kamikaze. All we need is for him to break relatively cleanly. And if he does, then I think he should take this race quite comfortably.
Okay. Not tricky at all. And is that your best bet, Andy, Kamikaze?
Best bet on the card, yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. The 8 o'clock is the fifth race, and it's a handicap over a mile for 4-year-olds and older, rated 47-65. Stoichkov is the 5-2 market leader. 5-1 for Anna Queen. Badger Daily 11-2. 6-1 for Grey is the colour. Merry Mast is 9s. 10s for Novair Princess, and then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Plenty of them that like Dundalk here, Andy. None more so than Stoichkov, who's 4 times a winner at the course and a brave winner over course and distance last time. What do you make of him? His chances of backing up here?
Well, he's backed up before, and he's backed up before this time of year when he's in good nick, so it'd be dangerous to disregard Michael Cleary's 6-year-old, who put in a tremendous performance here last week. It's probably more to do actually with Keith Quinn's ingenuity more than anything else, because in the early stages nothing wanted to make the run in, and then all of a sudden he took the bull by the horns after about a furlong, shot clear, and the others really just never really cottoned on to what young Keith was doing. And the horse never looked like getting caught either. He was 7 or 8 lengths clear turning for home, and even though he faded down the lane, he actually came home in 37 and change, so that was one of the slowest finishing times of the night. But he'd already done the damage by then, and his overall time was really good, because obviously he's gone such a good strong gallop from the start. And he held on quite comfortably in the end by around about a length. Closing him down was the likes of Beat the Ballot and Anna Queen, 2 horses that were dawdling towards the back of the field and finally decided to get on with it when it was too late. If he's ridden as aggressively as he was last time out and the others don't really sort of seize the opportunity, then Stoichkov could easily slip the field again, because it's that kind of race. There's not many of these that are in fantastically good nick. They don't win very often. The likes of Knights Templar, Rockview Emperor and Novar Princess have got long losing spells attached to them. If I was going to put one up at a working man's price that might get into the mix here and called Stoichkov an issue or two, and that would be Badger Daily, an 8-year-old gelding by Celtic Swing, who's had plenty of opportunities here at Dundalk. He often runs his race. He comes out really well on my numbers when he was third the other day behind Rose Angel and Beat the Ballot. That run, if he's to repeat that kind of performance, should be good enough to allow him to finish there or thereabouts in this race. So even though Stoichkov has got the obvious profile attached to him, he's only 5-2 with William Hill, which looks a little bit skinny. He can get bigger elsewhere. So I'm just going to look for a little bit of value here and offer up Badger Daily as the each-way alternative.
Okay, Badger Daily then, the each-way alternative in the 8 o'clock. The 8.30 is the penultimate race this evening, and this is a handicap over a mile and a quarter, the extended mile and a quarter, and the betting is headed by He's Our Music, who's 3-1. Catchy Lass is 4s, 1 Diamond 6-1. Gold Focus is 6s from 7s, 13-2 for Ned's Indian, 7s for first in the queue, and then 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Catchy Lass, Andy, was your selection a few weeks ago. It was your best bet on the card. She was finishing strongly over a mile and a half, but just didn't get there in time. She drops in trip today, but Joseph O'Brien takes over in place of his little brother. That's an eye-catching booking. So interesting to hear your thoughts about Catchy Lass here.
Yeah, I think Katya Lass is probably better over a mile and a half. She is affected over a mile and a quarter, but she's never actually won over this trip, which does slightly concern me. And because she's a strong finisher from the back of the field, if something gets first run on her, she's going to be struggling down the lane to reel them in, because there's a lot of good mile and a quarter horses in this, and might just leave her for standing coming down the home straight. So the fact that she was 12-1 last time out, and the best bet obviously on the card I put her up, she's only 9-2 here today. I just think she's really poor value, really, considering the complexities and the nature of this race tonight. Therefore, I'm going to look elsewhere. The two speed figure horses stand out like a Belisha Beacon here to me are He's Our Music and Ned's Indian. That massive speed figure that they both posted was back in August when they finished second and third respectively behind the inform at the time, Panama Hat. I think it was on something like a four-timer. Subsequently, He's Our Music has run a series of good races, second to Wither Hills. He finished seventh over a mile and a half behind Gretzky, but he was slowly away. He got hampered in. He never really got effective that night, but he was back to form with a bang last time out when he won in a fast time. And he beat Sharjah, who was obviously won the week before. Interestingly, all his best runs have come when Conor Hoban has ridden him as well. His only modest run was when Sean Corby rode him. So Conor's last three runs on this horse have been second, second and first. He's got a good draw. This is his trip. Even though he's up in the weights, I do think He's Our Music is a worthy favourite and is the one to beat. But I couldn't resist a few good on the other speed figure horses I mentioned, Ned's Indian, who ran well in that race, as I mentioned, behind Panama Hat. Although he hasn't run since, he's definitely an all-weather specialist. And he has run a couple of times since. He hasn't run on the all-weather since. That's what I wasn't trying to get at. He's very much a horse to consider here. All his best forms here at Dundalk over a mile and a quarter. So definitely the two against the field there are He's Our Music and Ned's Indian.
Okay, a couple against the field there then in the 8:30, and we move on to the 9 o'clock, which is the final race on the card. We finish here with a handicap over a mile and a quarter, and Moonmeister is the 7-4 favourite, 9-4 for Elusive Lawrence, who I don't know how you say it, but Saroicha is 5-1, 6-1 for Headlong, Barmy Brussels 15-2, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like for the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, you'd probably suggest that the market is about spot on here. Moonmeister favourite, Elusive Lawrence second in. They both come here following decent performances of late, particularly Elusive Lawrence. I'm just about going to go for this filly. She's been running herself into form gradually in the last few weeks here. She first caught the eye when she finished sixth in that strongly run race won by Mansouri, which has thrown up a lot of subsequent winners. Things just didn't quite pan out for her when she was up in trip to tonight's distance of a mile and a quarter, when she was sixth behind Johan Bach and Sharjah. But the subsequent form of that race and speed figure suggests that she's going to be competitive in handicaps off her current mark in future races. And that was very much the case here when she was second to Temashek Star, the gamble of Dundalk here on the 12th of November. Mickey Halford's charge, I think, landed a four-timer on the night for connections, and also a nice little touch into the bargain. So Elusive Lawrence basically bumped into one then, but only got beat a short head, was agonising as well in defeat. Got a good draw here tonight, round the inside in trap one, should save all the ground. And at 9-4, he's probably the value to beat Moonmeister, although Gordon Elliott's horse has won here at Dundalk. He's still yet to prove himself over a mile and a quarter. He has run quite well on the turf at Clonmel behind Cool Fighter, but until he does it here at Dundalk over the trip, then I probably just have to pass him over at the price. And I'm going to pass him over in favour of the inform Elusive Lawrence.
Okay, Elusive Lawrence and the lucky last then. Let's have a quick summary as always, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, tricky card here tonight, Dundalk. But we'll do the best we can. First race very much epitomises how the card is going to go tonight, with a desperately difficult looking 6-furlong handicap. I'm going to go with Mr. Bounty each way. He ran quite well here the last day. In the 6:30, do keep an eye on the top one here, Charlie Bear. He ran really well in a good race at Leopardstown on debut, and he certainly should be good enough to be there or thereabouts in what looks a weak maiden. Manny Owens is a massive price with William Hill this morning at 12-1. That is definitely got to be back to each way. And up on the night is Kamikaze in the 7:30. Hopefully he isn't too slowly away, because he's very strong in the latter stage of his races. Badger Daly gets the each way vote in the 8 o'clock. Two against the field in the 8:30. He's Our Music and Ned's Indian. And in the final race, Elusive Lawrence is the selection there, following a good run here last week.
Okay, good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with those selections, and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.